Hello, welcome to the Twin Perspectives podcast series, run by travel bloggers Twins That Travel. That's us,
Claire
and Laura.
Tune in for regular discussions about our latest travels, interviews and life more generally.
Happy listening.
Bye.
Season 4, episode 1 of the Twin Perspectives podcast series.
I said we should just say it's a bonus episode, so we did.
Well, we'll
a full
see.
Season, because it feels like quite the commitment. We've got absolutely nothing to say.
We've got a few things to say, because we haven't spoken in 4 years. So, quite a lot. Yeah, we were trying to think how to even start this podcast, and I think the best way to start it is to reintroduce ourselves.
Yeah, because also I can't remember who I was prior to the last episode, which was January 2021, which was just before Henry and Olive were born.
Nearly 4 years ago.
And I have no idea who that girl was, and I don't want to listen back.
Why?
Because she probably sounds naive and energised. She's probably got a joie de vivre that's been slowly sucked out by winter bugs. And
let's start by introducing ourselves.
Okay.
So I'm Claire. I am Olive's mum. For those who haven't, I think we've had a few messages saying, could you reintroduce yourselves on socials because we don't know who you are.
Yeah.
And we can't.
But then we never introduced ourselves, so they say reintroduce ourselves. I don't think we've ever introduced ourselves on socials.
No. So I'm Claire. I'm Olive's mum. There's not a lot more to say.
The older twin.
Is there anything else to say?
No, you're marginally shorter than I am.
Married to James. Got two cats.
Okay. Oh, now you're going on.
Yeah.
And I am Laura, and I am Henry's mum, and I am the younger twin, and marginally taller than Claire.
And you have a cat.
And I have a cat, and I remain unwed, but I am with Mike, my father's child.
Yeah.
No, my father's child. My child's father.
My father's child. That would be your brother.
This is why I didn't want to do a podcast.
It's been a while since we've recorded anything.
Mm.
Last time we spoke was January 2021.
Peak pandemic,
peak pregnancy. We were about to have Olive and Henry. I remember it. I had moved into this house, but I was sat recording this on like Zoom or something with you.
Really? Did we do it on Zoom?
Yeah. It was on the dining table.
I have no memory.
Yeah, we did it. I won't listen back to it.
I'm not.
And the world was about to change significantly. And I was just saying to Laura, do you know what? You know, some people log on to a podcast. Don't put that on my laptop, Laura. Don't put that on my laptop.
I was trying to put it down really gently. There we go.
I said to Laura, you know, some people log in and say, it's been 4 years and wow, like my life has changed for the better. Obviously, love Olive.
Yeah.
But those were good times. We used to be full-time travel bloggers.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Sometimes we were tired and I'm not really sure why we were tired.
I was always tired.
Full-time travel bloggers and
I was going to say with the world out our
feet. I was about to say that,
but that wasn't true.
It wasn't really true.
No, we were still scraping the barrel of the influencer industry, I'd say.
And I think
circling the drain.
By the end, actually, we were both working, weren't we?
Yeah. I can't tell you, Claire.
Yeah, we were both working. But prior to Olive and Henry, for those who don't know who we are, we ran a travel blog that was actually called Twins That Travel.
And do you know what? I couldn't stand that name because of the
grammatical incorrectness of it.
Yeah, and just plagued me. So thank goodness we changed to Twin Perspectives.
Yeah, changed to Twin Perspectives when we were both pregnant, actually, because we knew we wouldn't be travelling so much.
We had a rebrand. We pivoted.
We pivoted to utter trash content.
Yes.
Which
was a strategic decision.
It was. Mm. There was some thought behind it.
Mm.
And in the process, have gathered a few more of you, lovely, mostly ladies, to our Instagram pages and our blog pages.
Mm.
Still do run our tours. So we run female-only tours.
Yes, just returned from Romania, which alas, Claire couldn't come to. But I got home three days ago from Romania. And now we are finalising Norway for July 25,
which is actually not that long away off now.
And we live in England. And we live about 20 minutes away from each other.
Yeah.
And
jobs.
Yes.
We have jobs.
We have them.
We have jobs.
I am a fundraising consultant.
I am a marketing director. And we both work for charities.
Yeah.
Keeping it vague.
Selfless.
We are. So now I work 3 days a week. Laura works
3 hours.
I didn't really know what to say there. Both work in the week, but Mondays is our day to do blog stuff together.
Yeah.
We have completed our tax returns today.
Yes. I mean, this isn't sounding like the inspirational, aspirational life I'd imagined.
It sounds like crap.
Yeah. But you wanted to do this podcast, so I'm waiting to.
Like most people listening, probably, we work part-time, we juggle kids, spend a lot of times on farms. And can I tell you, before having a kid, I thought, now I can finally go to a petting zoo, because I've always wanted to go to one, but I've always felt a bit weird going without a kid.
Mm.
I could happily never see a goat again in my whole entire life.
No, even my child doesn't like them anymore. I see him glaze over the moment we arrive.
Yeah.
He sinks into some kind of dark place when he sees the goat and the sheep approaching. But there we go. I guess that's an aspect of motherhood I hadn't anticipated. Yeah, farming livestock being such a major part of my life.
Yeah. So yeah, most of the time in the week we are working, doing childcare, or putting utter trash on Instagram.
Hey. You missed out. I do like watching TV as well.
We watch TV and we read books.
In fact, when I was thinking, what have I done for the last 4 years? I've probably watched about 40 different TV series.
You seem to watch a lot more TV than I can fit in.
I know.
It's a mystery.
Dedication, Claire. What can I say?
Mm-hmm. And we like books.
Write books?
We like books.
Oh.
We definitely don't write books.
No.
Love to, but you know,
who has the time?
So in conclusion, we're just two very average people with not a lot to offer.
Is your jumper itching you?
No.
You've got a rash all over your neck.
Oh, I just like it. I like to, you know, had a nap.
Are you nervous about this?
No.
You're coming out in hives.
Once I've had a nap, I like a scratch.
Right. Wow. Okay. So I said to Claire, well, if we're going to do this, can we just order it? Because I'm just worried about the word vomit that's going to be projected from our mouths. But Claire said no.
Well, no. I think we do going forward. This first one, I mean, what, you want to leap straight into a topic?
No, okay. I can't think of anything.
Unless it would be a recap on 4 years, but that's quite a topic.
Well, the thing is, though, I think 4 years, I think for lots of people who obviously live through the pandemic, you can't really account for the last 4 years. Even the birth of a child hasn't made it stand out particularly from... I'm more clear on 2019 than I am on 2020, 21
that's
and 2022.
That's because you've had no sleep.
I know, but Henry's a good sleeper, so I did actually have the right sleep. But I, like many people, I think the pandemic years are quite a blur. So if I were to recap, I would say I had a child. We have had multiple illnesses. In fact, I've sampled every array of virus and illness since the last podcast.
Yeah.
From gastro to scarlet fever. I've been on whistle stop tour. Not travelling necessarily, but of viruses and stuff.
Hand, foot and mouth.
Hand, foot and mouth. All of it. I haven't moved house. I had an extension.
You did?
On my house. Yeah, so my house is marginally bigger. And we got a new car, and absolutely nothing else changed in my life.
We have maintained travel.
Yeah, actually, should we think, where have we been since 2021? So the first trip was Scotland.
We went to Scotland on a press trip, and I'm going to say it wasn't the best, most interesting place.
I was just utterly relieved to be away from my child for 2 nights.
Buzzing, to be on a train.
In that respect, it was my best trip.
Mm.
So, and then I broke my arm just after.
Yes, so then we were due to go to The Hague. Yeah. The Hague? The Hague. Yes.
Den Haag.
And Laura broke her arm by stepping over a stair gate.
Well, I sort of tried to jump it, if I'm being honest.
It didn't work out.
You know, I keep on Instagram, this kid keeps coming up and it's like slow motion footage. And it's said, you know, this is the fool that I thought would break my riding career. And he's one of these kids that's riding a broom, you know?
What?
Yeah, they're real. And they go to Gymkhana competitions and they've even got their own Olympics, but they're just riding pretend horses and they jump over little jumps.
No.
I went. And I feel bad because this kid's got so much hate. Anyway, that's what I was kind of doing over the stair gate. Riding.
So bring that back, broke your arm.
Yeah.
And actually we took our friend Brittany. Well, I took my friend Brittany to The Hague. So made it to The Hague, did a family holiday, and then we went to Gdansk.
Oh, Gdansk in Poland. So this is coming out in November.
What's coming out in November?
This podcast.
Oh, right.
And obviously the Christmas markets are coming up and I would highly recommend Gdansk for Christmas markets. We went in the summer, which was beautiful, lovely.
Yes, but it was very warm, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the Christmas markets are definitely special.
Yeah. And then we went to...
Jordan.
We did a tour to Jordan. We did
Petra,
Amman.
Wadi Rum
and the Dead Sea.
Yeah, that was a great trip. And I think, although Petra was amazing, my favourite part was probably Wadi Rum.
Oh,
that's nice.
I think I liked Wadi Rum a lot.
You just said Wadi Rum, that's what I said.
No, sorry, I like Petra a lot. I loved it. There was a moment, maybe we should do an episode just about Petra.
If I can dredge it from my memory.
But there's like Petra by night, and you have to... Petra is basically an ancient city carved into stone.
And it was only recently found, I think, the 1970s, because it had been covered by additional rock and sand. But behind it, they put... It's like a... what's that?
City built into the stone.
Yeah, but what's that film, that deed that goes around...
What?
Ancient cities from ages ago.
Oh.
Harrison Ford.
Tomb Raider.
Do you know what? I can't even think. Anyway, it's a bit like that, in that they pulled it back and this entire ancient magical city was there in the stone. But for me, it always, because it is so beautiful, it was almost like CGI, and I couldn't get my head around the fact that it truly existed.
What I was trying to say is,
sorry,
when we went there, the only thing I really remember about Petra is we had to go to Petra by night. So it was all candlelit. It was beautiful. And you walked...
But it's 5 kilometres walk down into Petra itself.
Yeah, so it was a very long walk. And we sat down and then just a man started playing a recorder.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah. It was strange. It was sort of big... I mean, aesthetically beautiful, but in reality...
Touristy.
Just a little bit anticlimactic.
Oh, no.
No, the panpipe.
Oh, it was a recorder. It wasn't even a panpipe.
No.
So we made it to Wadi Rum. Then we made it to Iceland.
Yes.
Can you see, Lilo? We did loads of travel when they weren't that old.
Yeah.
Things have slowed.
It's because they've become stage 5 clingers.
Yeah.
Then we went to Iceland. Wonderful. Had a great time. We actually just stayed in Reykjavik. We didn't make it over to East Iceland, really.
No, it was a Reykjavik city break, wasn't it?
Which was fantastic. Very dark.
Went on a whale tour. Didn't see any. Just froze to death.
Didn't see the Northern Lights, did we? Do you know what? I saw the inside of my hotel room and I was utterly thrilled.
Yeah. Again, just thrilled to be away and
sleep. I love Henry dearly. I just want to... But if you don't have children, you can love your children and still need a break. Just
They're relentless.
Love your best friend, but sometimes they're a bit annoying.
They're tyrants. We did that, didn't we?
Porto.
Then we went to Porto.
Wonderful.
Lovely. Mm. Really enjoyed that.
Pratted around in Cornwall for a few months in the summertime.
Then we went to Uzbekistan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that was a tour.
Did we not go? We've done lots of things with the kids, but let's not talk about that.
Yeah, we've done loads of the kids, but I mean just independently.
Uzbekistan, wild, amazing. I don't think Laura liked it as much as I did.
No. Well, maybe we'll do a separate episode.
I think we need to do a separate.
Thing about Uzbekistan, incredible, incredibly cheap as well. But it's only just opened up to tourism, and I think that they're still figuring out what do tourists like and what do tourists want to see. And whilst there's great infrastructure, so you can get a bullet train around the country really fast, really cheap, you end up seeing sort of the same thing over and over again.
It's like shiny monuments.
Sort of mausoleums and mosques, which are beautiful and they're stunning, but you see the same thing over and over again.
But Bukhara was amazing.
Yeah, Bukhara. And we did go to Kiva, which is a desert city.
Yeah. No, I loved it.
But I just feel like maybe over time what they'll figure out is that they need sort of more layers. Yeah, more layers. And rather than just sort of parroting historical facts at you,
yeah,
you'll be able to do sort of more nuanced,
immersive
cultural
things.
Yeah, cultural things. So I would definitely recommend going, but I think they're still finding their way with tourism.
Okay, we'll do a podcast on that.
Mm.
We went to Uzbekistan, and then honestly, we haven't travelled this year until what? Together, have we? Well, kids stuff aside, we haven't.
I think we went to Norfolk with our friends.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's just that year that just sort of, wow, this has turned into sort of a sad, depressing conversation topic. And you didn't even get to come to Romania.
I didn't even come to Romania.
Though, we are going to try and return to Romania before Christmas for some Christmas
Laura's
markets.
Laura's promised I will be able to go to Romania with her before Christmas. And
are you assuming I'm paying?
No.
Okay. It's just the way you said that. Hopefully
the tourism board.
Let's see.
I think like the whole what has gone on in the last month is something to discuss another time.
Well, you know, you don't need to.
No.
I don't like
it. Rather not. So, as you can see, we managed to travel.
They can't see. They can hear.
As you can hear, we have managed to travel post-kids, but there definitely seems to be a slowing down. And I do honestly believe it's easier to travel without your child when they're younger because they've got no idea.
No, no spatial awareness, no sense of, is object permanency. So when you're not in their lives, you just don't exist. You're gone.
Yeah.
Whereas now,
oh, very much.
When I don't go, it's where's mummy? Where's mummy? Where's mummy? So I thought it would be the reverse. I think, oh, it's harder to leave a baby, young child, than a toddler. Actually, I'm finding toddlers have so much more emotional intelligence and awareness.
Are they still toddlers?
No. Well, till they're four. So it's November now, they're four in February.
Yeah.
Infant. No, that's even smaller.
Well, they're just
toddler check children.
Little. But yeah, it's definitely almost like you've got to know them better and better. It's harder to leave them. And yeah, I would definitely say it's getting harder, not easier.
But that said, with Romania, I kind of only had one bad day of really panicking about leaving him.
What, before?
Yeah, before going. And when I said goodbye, he did cry, which is the first time he's cried. But within moments, he was fine. And apparently, he had the best week. And
he won't have... I still don't think they fully understand.
No, and I didn't really think about him. It's sort of, you compartmentalise it, don't you?
Oh, God, whenever I've been away with that Olive, it's...
I got a text from my childminder with a picture of him, and I was like, hey, sorry, who's that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my son.
I don't know if we sound cold, but I honestly think that's the reality for most people. Like,
no, it's. I think you're also, you've got with the tours, you've got to execute it, you've got things to do. And so you're
A
job to do. And so I know Henry was being looked after by his dad, and he was fine, and he was happy, so I didn't need to.
I mean, if a man went away for a week, no one would bat an eyelid, would they?
Exactly. But yeah, he did ask, he cried when I left, and when I came back, he gave me a lovely hug. But then it's not like he said, where did you go? Why did you leave me?
I can't be gone for so long.
No, he just said, look at this car, and picked up a toy car, and I thought, oh, here we go again.
I wonder what this time next year will be like.
But also, perhaps the more, you know, we go, well, not saying we're going away all the time, but every year it'll just become, okay, yeah, mummy goes away for a week.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going to spring it on them when they're nine.
No. And with that, also, travelling with them has become... no less exhausting, but vaguely more exciting.
Yeah, because they get so much from it. And obviously, and it's cliche to say, but when your kid's happy and excited, you can feel nothing but...
you're just joy.
Unadulterated joy,
yeah,
really.
It must be something in your DNA or biology to make sure that happens.
Yes, you love making them happy. So travelling with them...
has actually become more fun, and we'd love to do more of them.
Yeah.
Oh, We took them to Lanzarote in September. We did travel together.
There we go.
We went to Lanzarote, and Olive literally had the time of her life.
Yeah, Henry loved it.
They did go to bed at like 10:30 every night, and Olive literally looked like someone who was hungover every morning because she went to the mini disco.
Yeah, Henry does not like a disco.
No. But he also just didn't go to bed.
No, he just didn't appear to go to sleep till, well, after me sometimes. Yes.
So we twins that travel, I know you don't like that name, but to some extent very much exist, and travel is still something that we... obsessively think about, want to do.
Yeah, planet.
Planet, do it. But our days since 4 years have passed are probably a more average type of life.
Yeah, not to say that it wasn't extraordinary before.
No.
But we did
travel. Well, do you know what? I was thinking it wasn't extraordinary, but there was a few years where we travelled once or twice a month.
Yeah.
And that's not normal.
I think I've always just felt that kind of imposter syndrome, or that sense of an average person myself. So although I knew that I was living a life that looked great, it didn't...
feel great. And it's still relative.
It felt just...
you're still worrying about money, worrying about flight times, things happen when
you're away. I think the moral of the story is Laura may never be happy.
I do think we've got that issue.
Put that down for my therapy.
So I don't know if that really gives you an idea of who we are. We're just very average people who run a travel blog, try to travel as much as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people have said, could we talk about anxiety? Anxiety is another big issue in our lives.
Yeah, it's like the triplet.
We actually kind of founded the travel blog through anxiety. I mean, we've gone on about this so many times, I feel. But I'm bored of hearing my own voice about it. But
yeah.
We found travel to be basically a therapy for us in helping improve our anxiety. Well, here's a question. So we definitely found that really, really helped. Mm. And since you haven't travelled as much, do you feel anxiety has grown bigger again?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Which leads me to kind of, firmly believe that travel definitely, definitely helps anxiety, in that obviously our flavour of anxiety means that travel is the antidote, but it might be that someone else has a different flavour.
It's the other way, yeah.
Yeah, but I think for us, you know, small things start to become very overwhelming, and I lose confidence, I think, quite quickly as a person.
Yeah.
In my own ability to, like, cope with life, to manage things, to cope with a kid.
You know,
basically it's like perfectionism. I don't believe that I'm enough to, you know, to do all these things. And as my confidence dwindles, I think my anxiety goes up.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Yeah.
Whereas I think when you go travelling, you're suddenly in a new country, you're by yourself. Well, obviously we're with people, but you feel this sort of renewed confidence that I think for us is the antidote to anxiety.
Yeah.
I think if I feel resilient, strong and capable, then my anxiety is much less.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame. Maybe to find another form of useful therapy for anxiety aside from travel.
I mean, I think also travel is such a distraction and you're out of your habit. And I think a lot of habits, from home. And I think a lot of anxiety is habit.
Absolutely.
And so when you're in a new environment, your brain's like, oh, okay, so we're not here. So
I'm not going to take that route today.
We don't need to. I'm in a new place.
Yeah. So, yeah, we very much used travel as a tool for anxiety. And we spoke, and still do speak about it a lot on
WhatsApp.
Does not know where to put the.
We talk about it a lot on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
What WhatsApp? I've never known how to say it. It's been 100 years, and I still don't know how to say WhatsApp.
Oh, WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Yeah, and a lot of what we spoke about was founded on anxiety, and we're really happy to talk about anxiety. And
I think what we've realised, anxiety isn't the problem. It's your relationship with anxiety.
Yes, very much.
So everyone can have anxiety. It only becomes a problem when you care about anxiety and make it a problem yourself and think, I can't have this. It's a problem.
You say that. But so this time, it was over a year ago now. I wasn't on antidepressants. Well, it's a very long story involving I was on antidepressants because I had postnatal depression. But that's another thing. Don't worry. Fine. Moved on.
You didn't include that in the 4-year highlight.
Because it wasn't a fucking highlight.
I know.
And about the end of last summer, I had a really bad anxiety relapse. And Laura says, you know, it's a relationship to it. But I honestly feel like I got insomnia, basically. And I've never had insomnia in my life. And it just sent me mental. Like, I did not sleep for 6 weeks. And obviously, when you don't sleep, you feel more anxious. There's something in that I just feel like it was something... I don't know if it was a breakdown. I don't know. But... I was like, I couldn't take that approach to it.
But it might have been, if you took the other approach to insomnia, that I don't need to fix this, it's okay to, it's okay to sleep. I barely slept when Olive was born.
Yeah, I didn't.
You know, maybe, still did. Because I did hear, I can't remember what I was listening to, someone with insomnia said they started to think, I can't wait to go to bed and not sleep. I can't wait to be up all night. I get to read and everything, and then their insomnia vanished.
Yeah.
So I think it's the relationship with the issue. Mm-hmm. I think if you're always trying to perfect and solve and eradicate, it becomes an issue, doesn't it?
So I had that anyway last year, last August. So back on sertraline, which is a real ask, because when we were running our travel blog, I actually managed to get off it for 5 years, 6 years.
Mm.
Managed it really well. The biggest ask, to be honest, with sertraline is weight gain.
I was talking to Kat, a girl on our tour, and she was like, yeah, it's literally the most common side effect.
Why?
I don't know. Because you can't have it all as a woman. You cannot be happy and calm.
And attractive.
And attractive. No, you have to be neurotic.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
And slim. Unhappy and slim.
It's true. Uh-huh. It is true. But I was interestingly saying to Laura as well that, like, the whole issue with, like, anxiety naturally is just your relationship and thought patterns is... One day, if I fill you in on what's happened, I think lots of people probably know through Instagram, the last 4 weeks of my family lives have sort of been turned upside down, and I haven't had anxiety once.
Yeah.
Not once.
Well, I think anxious people are great with dealing with crises, because we've been preparing for this for
years. Yeah. You know? For the worst thing.
And in a way, I think what scares me with anxiety is I'm anxious about nothing. It's very untangible.
More,
it's very evanescent. It's like, it doesn't have any... I don't know why I'm anxious. Yeah. But when something actually tangible and terrible happens...
You're fine.
It's almost a relief, because you're like, oh, I have a
but like COVID was a bit like that.
Yeah. I was having... I know you had a terrible time in COVID, but I was living my best life in lockdown.
Yeah. So it seems... Well... In conclusion, it seems you can't be... When life is good, we're anxious. When life is crap, we're not anxious.
But you're just miserable.
When life is good, we're a bit overweight. We're not overweight. When life is good, you've got a bit of pounds on you. When life is bad, you're skinny.
Well, there we are. It's been quite the 4 years.
It really has.
But it's also been really not much of 4 years either.
Well, no, I cannot fathom it's nearly 4 years at all. If you said 2 years, I'd say, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, our kids, we're at the minute signing up for them to start school next September.
Yeah.
It's just mad.
It's crazy.
It's literally mad.
Yeah, time, hey.
Mm. Both of us haven't progressed past one child.
I have no plans to.
No.
You heard it here first, mother, one and done. Or as Brittany told me, triangle family.
A triangle family, yeah. That's nice.
The fastest growing family type in Europe and Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe I could do a podcast on being
I think we'll do a podcast on that. But yeah, we haven't, you know.
And I don't know what the start and end, I don't know what the middle bit would be.
Just thoughts on why.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Mine, really, I can't be asked.
Mine, he's just perfection, so why would anything else? Also, I can't be asked.
I cannot be asked.
Well, I just don't have an urge. I'm not constantly thinking, oh, I would love another. Or, and I also don't believe in that you need one so they can have a sibling.
No.
Because they may end up hating each other. And also, that's not, you don't have children to keep your children happy. You have children because you have a desire to bring a beautiful child into the world.
Yeah, and raise them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're up, nearly up to 4 years and we've still just got Oliver and Henry. But also, Oliver and Henry are like the best of friends.
Well, Henry was in a terrible mood yesterday.
No, only at the end.
He was hangry.
Only at the end. He said, stop it, Oliver.
And I said to him, you do not speak to your cousin.
And then Olive, did you hear her?
No.
She did a little quirl and went,
Henry's being mean to me. I know, he was just being, everything Olive said, Henry had to be contrary.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that mood. Doesn't get it from me.
Olive doesn't get, Olive's not got that
Olive
mood
would
in her.
Say, does Henry want to come around my house? Henry would purposely lean forward and say, Olive, I do not want to come to your house.
Yeah.
It was just being a bit of a dick, if I'm honest.
Yeah, but we're lucky that we've got them. They see each other all the time.
Olive!
By the way, she wants to come for a sleepover at your house.
Oh, will you be there?
No.
Right.
And so, yeah, maybe that provides less desire to have another one because they're so happy as their little duo.
Yeah.
They're very happy. But maybe again, yeah, we'll do a podcast on
that. Do you know, also, I'm happy. Henry's happy. Mike's happy. We're happy.
Yeah. God, I couldn't do newborn again. I'll have to do a podcast on that newborn.
The only thing that makes me really sad about not having another one is I've got loads of names.
Oh, right.
What were you going to say?
I've still got loads of clothes.
Well, I've got clothes, but mainly names. And so I think I'm just going to start playing The Sims again.
Actually, I came up on this desktop the other day and I thought, do I play The Sims?
I'm just going to have an alternate Laura who lives in that reality.
And she has all the babies. That's all we did on The Sims anyway.
I can watch her piss herself and do whatever she needs to do to get through that. But
very interesting that when we played The Sims, all we did was make that woman have a baby.
I know. Yeah, but then we always used to see what happened to them at the end.
Yeah.
They just fell on the floor. Often. All crumpled up near the toilet.
Died. We forgot to feed them. Maybe we finish it there for now.
I think so.
Finish it there.
Because I am running out of anything decent to say.
We will think of a theme for next week.
Mm.
We will record a podcast.
Should I do Romania or something? Oh no, that you can't really get in
really
on that.
Depressing. For
you could ask me the questions.
Can we start with somewhere that I've been with you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll have a think.
Okay. All right. Well, you may not be returning, but that's okay.
This wasn't really a podcast. This was more of a voice note, a really long voice note,
a word vomit,
just a long voice note.
Why not be voice note?
If this was a voice note, I'd put it on speed too, just to get it out of the way.
Maybe they have.
Maybe they will.
Okay. Well, have a good week, everyone.
All right, then.
Bye.
Bye.